our best.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Tegaro, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
Tom, dude, I had a crazy story to tell you. So there's this woman in the kitchen. She's cleaning up the evening slop. And sure. I look at her and I say, hey, darling, I can't remember when you could stop a clock, but ain't that America? Mm-hmm. For you and
home
me,
of the free.
Yeah, then like sure. Something to see. Little pink houses for you and me.
You know what's funny? I was trying to find that song and I forgot that it was called that. And I was like, and the other song he has that's he has Rockin' in the USA too, a song that is not nearly as good as Pink Houses,
which should be called course, Ain't That America. We all know it.
Pink Houses. John Mellencamp, famously huge piece of shit. I've talked about it on the show.
And ain't that America?
Ain't that America? He goes to chain restaurants, is a bad tipper, and is an asshole. I know this because he lives in my hometown of beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, and I like to make fun of him. But I mean, don't get me wrong, I've never seen him around there, but I've just heard rumor. I've heard tell. Around town. He's not a great Bloomington citizen.
Will you do me a favor?
Great music.
Mm-hmm. Will you play that song? Because I want you to realize why I started at the second half of the first verse and not the first half of the first verse in my
okay.
pretending the lyrics were a story.
Here's some of Pink Houses.
Want to lead off like that.
Yeah, that would have been a weird cold open. There's a black man with a black cat living in a black neighborhood. Now, what are you on about, Tommy?
I was like, I don't want to just start a fake story like that.
Yeah, though.
Especially because then that line is, it's like he's got an interstate running through his front yard. You know he thinks he's got it so good. Feels
yeah,
a little
condescending.
Yeah. So didn't want to start
I have an interstate running through my front yard, basically. I think I do have it pretty good. Not so bad.
So I chose with the much happier line about the woman and the evening slop.
Evening slop. I've never noticed that line before. That's very just calling anything slop is so funny to me.
Yeah.
I did not recognize the lyric until you said "Ain't That America."
Yes, I don't think I knew the lyrics. So, yeah,
mm-hmm. I do like that song though, and I was driving myself nuts, like imagining that I made up a song when I was looking through his catalog, and then. You kicked it off right. This is a pod for the McNamericans, baby. did you really try to make your fans call that? That's very
I do
funny.
Occasionally say that, yeah.
I think I've heard you say that. That is very.
It does not cut on.
Let's get it going. Stop calling him these terrible names, fans of Tommy.
The problematic crew, they keep being called.
The problematic, I was going to say Mac Dick, but it was too much of a stretch.
That's
I'm
tough.
Sure you played with it. We're talking about songs about this beautiful and complicated land that we call the home of the free, because we've just gone through a long ass holiday weekend / week. The hangover from it still lingers. Not for me. I'm fine. I didn't drink yesterday. But,
What did you do on the fourth, Tom?
Well, it was a big day. I took the third off in prep. I knew that I was going to have a big day, so I chilled on the third, and then on the fourth, got up nice and early at around 11:30 a.m., and I went to, we had a friend of the show, Antonio's cousin, Ceci, knew some people, went to school with a girl who was having a pool party.
Mm.
A beautiful house, and we went, there was no
there
grilling
interstate
done.
through the front yard?
There was actually an interstate going through the front. They thought they had it pretty good. They were wrong. And there was plenty of good slop to be had at this party. I will say that it was a very cool... We walked in thinking we would know no one. I immediately ran into my friend Malloy, who used to write on the movie show.
Oh.
Or she was one of the writer's assistants or something. And very nice lady. But I was like, oh, look at that. In a land as big as La La Land itself, you can still run into people that, you know, it's a small world out here.
Mm.
But the main dish, can take a guess at what the main dish.
So no barbecue.
4th of July party. There's no grill going. What would be the main dish served at this 4th of July party?
No
outside.
Grill.
In the blister, very hot day. Do you have any guesses on what they may have presented as the main dish?
So, was it lasagna?
It was lasagna.
Wait,
how did
what?
You do that?
Are you kidding?
It was fucking lasagna. I swear to God.
That is incredible. I tried to think of like a really dumb guess. And I thought
it was fucking lasagna, dude.
I thought of America's favorite cat and what he would want at the 4th of July party. I cannot believe I got that right.
I can't believe
wow.
you got that. That's so funny.
I'm very proud of myself.
It was lasagna and stromboli. The strombolis were fucking incredible. The lasagna was also very good. It was just a strange. We're sitting next to a pool eating lasagna.
That is so bizarre.
Fireworks surrounding us, but it was very good, and it was a great little party. Went from there.
You know, Dad's be at the grill flipping the lasagna, trying to get those perfect lines on it.
Grill lines on the lasagna. We went from there to a cookout hosted by friend of the show, Dave Waite.
Mm.
Very fun. Another situation. His grill was fucked. And so we get there and he's like panicking and he's cooking everything on his like little stove. And I went the whole day without eating one damn thing off the grill,
wow.
which really, except for I ended the day at friend of the show, Megan Gailey and CJ Toledano's place.
Ooh, nice.
Where I had tacos. It was a very strange array of dishes
yeah,
that I had throughout this day. Dave made me a butter burger and there was pulled pork. That was very good.
So everything was hot butter burger.
Cornhole? What's that?
I said everything was hot butter burger.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Ain't that America?
Ain't that America?
It's gonna be my new line when a joke doesn't work. But ain't that America?
The problem was the thing, like the internet glitched for a second when you said it, like right when you said butter. I was very confused. But then it all came clicking together. We played, there was like a cornhole tournament going.
Nice.
Tell me, riddle me this. I think this is unkosher. First of all, I get there. They're playing a game where you throw sticks at other sticks, basically. It's like,
oh,
you have
I know the game you're talking about. Yeah.
Like wooden planks mm-hmm. or whatever. I've never played this game. Nobody explains the rules to me. I just people throwing sticks. I start off the game. I have a perfect turn. I'm nailing it. And then this guy who I don't know. Is like, without telling me, he tells the guy who's hosting the party, like, this guy's not playing right. He's throwing the sticks too at an angle that is too sideways. And I was like, so then they made me do my turn again, even though I'd had a perfect turn. Mm. And then, you know, I suck shit at the game because I was in my head the whole time. But then I see him doing it, and it's a little sideways, and I want to be like, hey, man, now we got to do this all fucking day? Like, now I got to be like, hey, you're doing it wrong. But then he was like, no, you were doing it, like, way fucked up. And I was just like, this sucks. And then
it's
so hard. It was just a comic that I didn't know. He was a nice guy. I talked to him later. He was cool.
No,
but
no.
In the heat of the moment, I was not happy. But then you're sitting there watching people play the game, and they're doing it wrong. Nobody's calling them on it. So you're like, if I played with anybody else, I would have had a great time.
He was just mad you had a good turn. That was the problem.
He was mad I had a good turn. And then, of course, we get our asses handed to us, and it was not fun.
Much like the British. Cornhole. In 1776.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I saw a very funny bit that I want to shout out. Past guest of the show, Adam Burke, does a really funny bit about how we celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence, which is mm-hmm. the start of like a long war, and we act like that's
yeah.
the day that we were a free. It's just a stupid thing, but maybe
that's very funny. Shout out to Adam Burke. Check his shit out.
Yeah,
but no, I had a nice day playing some cornhole. Won some games. Here was my gripe. These guys, So we go on a hot streak, me and friend of the show, Alex Stone. We're running the table. And then these guys who had played earlier but quit while they were on a streak, they come back and they beat us in like an overtime game of cornhole where it's like the score is just it's too close the whole time. And they're like, yeah, that's right, we're undefeated. I'm like, yeah, but you skipped a bunch of games. Like, you didn't run the table like all day. And they kept just leaving after like a game or two and then coming back. It was driving me nuts because I was like, we beat everybody. And then we came back and beat them the next time. But it was just like, you don't get to run the table all day, but then sit down forever and then still act like you're dominating the whole fucking party.
They were doing load management.
Yeah, exactly. They were doing their, they had a little Mickey Mouse ring.
It's this player empowerment era that just in the stick game.
Nonetheless, great fourth. What did you get into, Tommy McNamara?
I went to barbecues. I had a great time. Saw a bunch of friends. Played some games. Played some beer pong. Had a great run. Had a great run with our friend Tim at the beer pong table that no one questioned.
With Tim McLaughlin?
Yes. We had a good time.
Legends of the table.
Nobody
questioned the integrity of.
Well, at one point, I think because we'd won like three games in a row, someone started to say, "Oh, watch the elbows," which I do watch the elbows. First of all, I'm very good about it. And so you know what I did? I took three steps back and I said, "From the logo," and I fucking sank it. Three steps back
moment.
From the table.
Beautiful.
Bobby
moment.
Left crying. He never returned to the party.
Elbows.
No, we had a great fourth. Yeah, a lot of drinking. Saw some fireworks. A lot of good grill food. I went to Nick Nanny's party, and he made a Korean corn dog. They had like regular hot dogs and burgers, but they also in the oven made these Korean corn dogs with like French fries as the bread.
I saw pictures of that.
Incredible.
This is the biggest FOMO I had of this very 4th of July was pictures of that party. It looked like
very
a very fun hang, looked like good food. Saw the sloppy boys in some of those pics.
Yes.
Looked like a fun little crew.
Yeah, I had a great time.
But those Korean corn dogs looked amazing.
That was a highlight, yes. And yeah, there was a cake shaped like a hot dog. There was a lot going down. It was great.
Ooh, baby. What did you bring to these parties besides your beautiful self?
Oh, this sets me up for a rant. So, like corner store, bodega, whatever, beer prices in New York have gotten so insane.
Oh yeah.
So like I brought beers to every party, but I just started refusing to buy them from corner stores because at a normal like a Walgreens or CVS, you get a 12-pack of Miller Lite, and it's like $13, which is great.
Yep.
Totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby
Reasonable.
And I, in the middle of the party, went out to get more beer because the party was running low on beer. Closest corner store, 12-pack of Modelo. Guess that price.
I don't want to overdo it on you, but I don't think I'm going to because I'm going to tell you what I usually would pay when I would go to delis out there. I want to say 12-pack Modelo, $21.
Tom, you're off by a fucking touchdown. $28 is what
oh
she said.
God,
and
that
I
is
was
fucking
like,
ridiculous.
Come on. Like, you know.
That's crazy.
You want to support the local businesses.
The one by Bobby's would do
that's
that to
crazy.
Me sometimes. And I would do a thing where I'd be like, I can't do it. And then they would be like, I would just tell them sometimes, like, I can't do it. The one by Bobby's, the guy goes, okay, what do you want to pay? And I was like, it was for, I think, like a 12-pack of High Lifes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, man, because he was going to charge me, I think, 20. And I was like, these are High Lifes, brother. Like, these are usually a dollar a beer. And he was like, what do you think is fair? And I was like, I mean, what if we did 15? And he was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and it's all bullshit, too. That's the thing.
Yeah, they're just naming prices, too.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Sure.
Man, that pisses me right off. It's like that out here a little bit, but what's nice here is like, generally, all the booze is way cheaper out here. If you go to a store,
interesting,
or like if you go to a liquor store, it still can get a little bit out of hand. But like the nice thing here is the grocery stores all sell booze and like every gas or like they all sell booze and beer and wine. So then you go to Trader Joe's, you can get a handle of whiskey that's good for like $22. And the same thing would have cost $48 in New York. It's insane,
crazy.
But yeah, that is nonsense. I brought, because I didn't want to deal with this, I've been buying, dude, it's beer out here is so cheap. I bought a 30 rack of Bud Lights for $19.
That's what it should be. I mean, that's like what it's worth. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And so I just put those in the fridge, and then I took a bunch of them to parties, but I also batched a Negroni that lasted a lot of the day. Cause like I said, the booze out here is so cheap. I just threw a bunch of shit in one of those to-go containers that they had during the pandemic. And, it was pretty good. People kept thinking it was drugs, and I was like, just smell it, idiot.
What the hell?
It was cool.
Well,
it was a good,
I have a segue into talking about some patriotic songs, because on the actual 4th, we went to Zach Swan's place. He was grilling. We were drinking, having a good time. Went over to the East River to watch the big fireworks show. And then everyone kind of gets split up because it's a madhouse there. There's a million people there to watch the fireworks. And we all kind of get split up. And I'm just with Tim and Micah. And I did a classic Tommy move where I said, I love you guys. I got to put my headphones in, though. And I started listening to a certain song by Toby Keith called Brought to You Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Let's go. Kick-ass song.
I think we should hear a little bit of it. And
we got to hear a little bit.
Obviously, I probably told this story when we did the Toby Keith episode, but there was a time when I played this song at a family event, and I remember my grandpa saying to my dad, is he being ironic? And my dad going, I don't know.
It is tricky because it does ride the line of like, yeah, it's fucking stupid, but does it get you fired up? It's a fun song. All right, let's hear some of Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. I'm going to skip forward. Sirs, we can see. Still fired.
The Statue of Liberty shaking her fist is the funniest image of all time. She's just so pissed about 9/11.
Can't help but shake her fist.
She's just like, I wish I was real.
I wish I wasn't French.
I know that is another. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure a million people find this out at the time, but it is a French statue that, and that was when everyone was doing like the Freedom Fries bullshit.
Very funny, but I do remember sitting on the bus as like a seventh grader after 9/11 and being like, fuck yeah, let's go, Toby Keith. That's just an all-time banger for 4th of July. It is tough because I found a list of the best songs to listen to on the 4th. I don't think the list is great. It certainly isn't perfect. I do think that they got number one, right? I think everybody would agree that the song is Born in the USA. That's like, that's everybody's go-to.
We know it's a,
like,
it's a protest song. You know, you don't need to tell us.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean, though. It's perfect because it is like, it's chastising, and the people who, you know, do it as a way to like beat their chest over the U.S. are idiots.
Yes.
But that's what I like about it. It's like, it's perfect for what it is because it makes idiots happy, but also it's a well-written, great song.
Yeah.
So I think they nailed that. We all know the song. Perfect. Good for the 4th of July if you just want to like, if you want to reflect on this nation's controversial history. But there's some more songs on here that I thought didn't really fit, but that were fun. And I think that, so this is a Billboard.com list of best America songs for 4th of July. And a lot of these songs have nothing to do actually with the U.S., but I like that they put the Kanye and what's her name, Estelle?
Oh, American Boy. That is a great song.
American Boy is a great song. These are just songs that have America in the name for the most part.
And you know why I love that song, Tom? Because of one lyric.
Because of the 5'7".
I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. A thing more women should say and should think.
I know. You don't hear that. In this day and age anymore, you don't hear that a lot.
In this list your height on your dating app, listen to Estelle.
Yes. I just met... I love that she says it like it's like a really cool height.
No, it's not.
It's so good. No, that's what I mean. She's finally acknowledging that it is. All right. Yeah, Taylor Swift, Miss Americana, and the Heartbreak Prince is on here. I never listened to that and think
great
about
tune.
It. You know. Yeah, it is good. Very good song. I like that they put Miley's Party in the USA. That's a classic.
I mean, you've done it. You've hopped off a plane at LAX. You know what it's like.
That's true. I've done it recently. I'm going to hop onto a plane at LAX tomorrow on my way to Dallas Comedy Club, where if you're nice. In Dallas, you can come see me all weekend. Great comedy club. I believe it's in Deep Ellum. It's my favorite part of Dallas. Very cool. Great club, like I said. What was I going to say, though? But yeah, I like Party in the USA. Let's go through the top 10 here that they put. My computer's being a little shitty right now. So this list seems to really like the more critical songs, but American Boy's up there too. At number 10, we have Kenny Chesney, American Kids. I've never heard that, I don't think.
No, play it. I've not heard it.
I'll play a little bit of Kenny Chesney, American Kids. These damn American kids.
Are these the same ones that say the darndest things, or are those different ones?
I don't know that it... That would be funny if the show was called American Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Unlike European kids, our kids are dumb as shit.
All right, here's some of American Kids.
Stop, midnight, T-top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and Daddy put the roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, save me, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park trucks got faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American Kids. Growing up in little pink houses, make...
This is bullshit. He's just naming a bunch of other shit.
Yeah.
He's just taking other people's lyrics. Yeah. Like famous American Elton John.
Yes.
Saying Blue Jean Baby. Like, all right, pal.
Yeah, that is, yeah, I wonder what other ones he did. Yeah, because I'm sure there's more of him doing that throughout the song.
Look, there's the occasional Chesney song I like, but that was like a we asked ChatGPT to write a song about America. Yeah. And here, you know.
It also had a moment of being like Carlin-esque, where he's like, we had MTV on the RCA, no AC. man. RIP to a real one, Mr. George Carlin.
We should have had him on.
We fucked up. I'm sure he could have defended something very, very well. MTV on the RCA. Yeah, that sucked. That was American Kids. Yeah, he just says pink houses. It's just a way of being people like, oh, I know what he's talking about. The next one is Shea Diamond with American Pie. This original song, not a cover of the Don McLean classic with the same title, was a highlight of the 2018 EP Seen It All by the singer-songwriter and transgender rights activist. I don't know this song.
I've never heard of the song or artist. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. Let's hear some of... I got to look up Shea Diamond. All right. This is... Wait. American Pie. They also have a song called I Am America. Interesting. All right, here's American Pie.
I don't like antiques. I want something new. The world don't like no freaks coming in their rooms. But this beggar's got a right to choose. I'm not a stranger. I'm just like you.
I need love, I don't need money. After all these years, baby, I'm still running. Who's gonna say my want is not a need? I get looks that get so dirty. After all these years, baby, it's still hurting. Who's gonna say my want is not a need? Just want my peace of love.
I like that. That's a good song.
You know, I had to
American Pie.
With the way that the Zoom audio goes in and out on the music, I did think the first line was "I don't like Antifa."
Dude, I thought that too, and I was listening to it right to my head. Yeah, I was looking at the lyrics because I was like, "That can't be what was said." I don't like Antifa. No, it's I don't like antiques. I want something new. Yes. It would be funny if like
what if
Trump
first
came out to that.
I don't like Antifa. I want something new. Antifa, you played out.
You old Antifa. I liked that. I had not heard of Shay Diamond. I had not heard American that song. I liked it. Very good. James Brown, Living in America, is at number 8.
That's a great tune.
Yeah. Next up, Beach Boys, Surfing USA. Most of these we're gonna know. I don't think we need to revisit Surfing in the USA. It is a good song, though. Ah, fuck it. Let's play a little bit of USA. are you a Beach Boys man, Tommy?
You know, God Only Knows, one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah,
but I'm not like a religious Beach Boys. I never listened to Beach Boys, really. I respect their greatness, but just never something I seek out.
I think I made a choice as a young boy because my brother liked the Beach Boys, and he was like, I believe he was somebody who was like, Beach Boys are better than the Beatles, and it made me go like, no, fuck the Beach Boys, they suck.
Yeah.
Even though I do love God Only Knows, great song.
I also just don't like the beach, which maybe hurts me.
That's the sand, the water, it's all shit. I don't like the beach either. I like it in theory. And I kind of like when you're out there with, like, if you have a good crew and you're just drinking and, like, throwing around a ball or something, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole getting in the water and getting dirty, I just hate being dirty, man. All right, here's some of Surfing USA.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody be surfing. California, you see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA.
All right, we get it. That's the other thing. I live in California. I ain't surfing. Going to the beach one time in 6 months, and it was mid.
What if we put on the song in the first line? It's like, if everyone was Antifa.
The Beach Boys should do an Antifa anthem. All right, coming in at number 6, Simon Garfunkel, America. I don't know if I know that.
Oh,
song.
You know this song. This
I
is
must, right?
Yeah.
All right, let me see. It's the first one. Oh, yeah.
You'll recognize it right away. Yeah.
So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner eyes and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel.
You just picture yourself at the grill, party's rocking, and you just got that song playing.
I think this is the problem, is a lot of the songs that are great that include America or whatever.
This
like,
would make no sense
USA.
To play it up. This Billboard list
no.
would make no sense to play at a party.
No, it would be nonsense. Yeah. It would be such a bad party. You're like, no, I found the best 30 songs.
This pissed me off. So, go for it. Zach's on was, you know, he's grilling, he's doing a great job, but he puts on just like a, he finds just like a random playlist that says like 4th of July barbecue and puts it on. Mm-hmm. They put September by Earth, Wind, and Fire on there. What the fuck does that have to do with
what's the
4th of July?
There?
It says it's about a different insane. Month right
yeah,
away.
It's already a different month.
Different date.
Doesn't fit the vibe at all. Yeah. That is no good. That pisses me right off.
Might as well play Christmas music.
Which would also be cool. We already talked about Estelle featuring Kanye West, American Boy. I love that song. Would not really think about it as like a USA, like whatever, but I guess it does. Like, they just name a bunch of places. It's like New York. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see LA. I really want to come get away with you. I do wish that they would name like more specific, you know, I want to see the arches in St. Louis. I guess it's the arch. There's not more than one.
Maybe a certain McDonald's would have.
You just take a French girl to McDonald's.
The beautiful
the famous
arch.
You
know, Grimace died for this country.
Why do you think Grimace was in such pain looking at what this fine country became?
Grimace started shaking his fist.
Grimace, I know that you know, McDonald's is international. Grimace is only American.
Yes, yeah.
You will never be. That purple colors don't run.
What do you get when you mix red, white, and blue, Tom?
That's right,
you
purple.
Get fucking purple. And you get our boy Grimace holding it down for this country.
Grimace does feel like a Tim Robinson creation.
Yes,
like
yeah.
He fits in with like Chunky and all of them.
Yeah, what's the one from
the
Pointer
from,
Sisters? Or the Pointer Brothers?
Oh, shit, I just watched it yesterday.
That one makes me laugh so hard.
I just watched it yesterday. I cannot remember. It's so good.
Wagyu hates points. Right. Yeah.
Wagyu. All right. Here's some of the number four. We have Party in the USA. Let's hear a little taste.
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio and a Jay-Z's on the
I never noticed that she calls him the taxi man. Famously a driver, I think is what he's called. The taxi man. Yeah, and also she kind of employs the same thing that our friend Kenny Chesney did, where she gets away with like throwing in Jay-Z and Britney in this one, mm-hmm. And it's like, we feel it. I like it. Hey,
yeah.
It's a great song. That's a classic.
It is.
This is where another song that would be pretty weird to play at like a really popping off barbecue. And that is at number three, we have Childish Gambino's This Is America, which is a very good song. But it's I don't think that it's quite the vibe at if you're grilling a couple hot dogs. But maybe I'm wrong. Let's hear some of This Is America.
We just want to party just for you. We just want the money just for you. I know you want to party just for me. Girl, you gotta dance shit to free. We just want to party for you. Girl, you gotta dance shit to free.
This is America.
You know what? Now that I listened to it, I forgot that the whole first minute is kind of just like I can't believe he's like making fun of the idea of just making an actual party song, but it is it is fun. I love that song.
I mean, it was the last like music video that anyone talked about. It was like the only music video of the decade that like people know, I feel like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. This is very funny, but to me, number two is Kate Smith. This is another one that if you put it on at a party, people are like, what the fuck are you doing? And it's Kate Smith's God Bless America. From, it is from the original, dates back to 1918 when GOAT songwriter Irving Berlin first. What a funny thing to call somebody from 1918. GOAT songwriter Irving, you're the goat. He's like, what did you call me? You son of a bitch. All right. Let's hear some of God Bless America. Wait, where's this version?
While you're looking for it.
There's so many versions.
The thing that always sticks out in my head is like, I always think it's so funny when a comedian, you hear an old comedy album and they make a reference to someone contemporary and you have no idea what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
But they deliver it with, and like it gets a big reaction and the way they deliver it, like it's such a good reference, but it means nothing to you. It always makes me laugh. And I remember Woody Allen's, I think it was on his stand-up album, has this joke where he's like, I saw the new Peter Pan. He's played by Kate Smith. And everyone goes crazy. And I was like, what does this mean?
Shout out to Caleb Sinan. He has a funny bit about that in his Conan, where it's like about like roasts from like the 50s or whatever, and that's all it is. Or it's like insults that don't even make any sense anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, that is very fun. Just like, it makes you think, like, man, I probably shouldn't make my shit too reference heavy.
Any references ever,
They're all going to sound dumb as hell. All right, here is some of Kate Smith's version of God Bless America. Good stuff. That does remind me. I don't think I talked about this on the pod because I think I went after the podcast. But I went last week and saw the Aretha Franklin documentary, concert doc called Amazing Grace, which is all her doing gospel. And her version of Amazing Grace in it, like, truly makes you emotional. It's fucking crazy. Very good. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend. It's pretty recent, and the story behind it's nuts. They had this footage because this happened. I think they filmed the concert in like 1972 or something like that, and they had the footage for 50 years, and they didn't release it. They released it as an album, and it was like the best selling gospel album of all time.
Well, the problem was she said who killed JFK in it, so the government like really wanted to keep
and Tupac. That is true. No, no, she, the problem was the guy who made it didn't really know what he was doing. And like as a director of, a film. So it was a weird thing where, because they didn't have the same technology we have where they can film audio and, video at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It was separate shit, and all of the footage got mixed up together. And so they tried to hire a lip reader to figure out when these like little snippets of audio matched with the other shit, and they couldn't do it because they just had all these random pieces of film because there's cameras all over it. You can see the cameraman, and they just don't know what they're doing. Like, they're just filming without, like, the cuts or anything or, like, the action. And so it was fucked. And so for 50 years, it was going to waste. And then this guy just had it in his backyard, like, all the shit. And a woman asked him what he was working on. He was, like, trying to mess with it. And she was like, oh, well, I can look at it. Like, bring it over. She goes, let's go get it right now and bring it to my house. And then, like, 2 weeks later, she called him and she had hired a lip reader, like, a really, like, the best lip reader in the world or some shit. And they fixed it all and now it's out. But it's really incredible. We got to saw like a panel, and some of the people who were in the choir for it were there and talked about Aretha Franklin. It was very cool. Anyways, long story short, her version of Amazing Grace is incredible.
And also, not to ignore Kate Smith, let Kate cook. No. That's what I say.
Let Kate cook.
I did find the Woody Allen joke, and he's making a joke about her being overweight. Woody, that's the last straw. I'm done with you,
Woody,
now.
We're done. That's it. Yeah. Everything else. We like that what you did.
Woody is done.
Woody, you're fucking canceled. Finally. I was waiting for you to fucking misstep just once. we already named it, but the number one song on this list is, of course, Born in the USA from one Bruce Springsteen. I do want to say one of my favorite songs that also would not fit on this list at all has a similar name, and it would also be not good to listen to during a 4th of July party. But Born in the USA reminds me of a Father John Misty song that I believe was my entryway to Father John Misty. He played this song on Letterman, but a little song called Bored in the USA.
Yeah, it's a great tune. I love that song.
Off of the album I Love You, Honey Bear, one of my favorite albums of all time. Let's hear a little bit of Bored in the USA. Why not?
Be glad to be here for yet another mindless day. Now I've got all morning to obsessively accrue. A small nation of meaningful objects, and they've gotta represent me too. By this afternoon I'll live in debt, by tomorrow be replaced by children. How many people rise and think, oh good, the stranger's body's still here, our arrangement hasn't changed. Now I've got a lifetime to consider all the ways I grow more disappointing to you as my beauty warps and fades. The one who said that, can I get my money back? Just a little bored in the USA. Oh, just a little bored in the USA. Save me, white Jesus, bored in the USA. Oh, they gave me a useless edge. Subprime loan, craftsman home, keep my prescriptions filled. Now I can't get off.
That song. That song fucking goes. What a great song. It would be terrible to put on at the cookout, but goddamn, it's good. It's crazy that he said "Save me, white Jesus" on Letterman. That part. That's also a very fun Letterman video to watch because you can see Letterman having a good time, but also he does something. He does a little bit in the song where he's pretending to play piano during it, and then halfway through he just stops pretending like he's playing piano, and he just gets up and starts singing. It's great.
I grabbed my phone during that because I wanted to see if I can respond to the Twitter, and Mari Hoffman put two songs in response that I fucking love both those songs. So incredible choices. I think we should hear a little bit of both of them. First, these are two of my... There's three songs. Two of them I love. One of them I like, and it's up to the listeners to guess which is which.
love it.
First one, "Your Best American Girl" by Mitski, all-time banger that I love. Second one, "American Teenager" by Ethel Cain, which a recent guest, Tynan DeLong, sent to me and has been one of my songs I've listened to the most this year.
Yeah.
And the third one, "The Menzingers, America, You're Freaking Me Out." I like it, but you'll have to guess which one, as I very clearly state which one. but three great tunes, so thanks for shouting those out. "Your Best American Girl," truly all-timer for me. I love that. Mitski.
I don't think I know that song.
I think you should play a little bit of it, Tom.
All right, let's hear a little bit of this Mitski song. Sorry, I'm going to be totally honest. I fully forgot about the Peanut Gallery because we hadn't done it in a minute. But let me see here because we have a bunch on the Patreon too. All right, "Your Best American Girl." Let's hear some of it now. Man, that fucking ruled.
I love that tune.
That line, "Your mother wouldn't approve of how my mother raised me."
Yeah.
That's very good. So I'm gonna guess that that's one of the ones you love.
Yeah, I don't think we have time to play all three, but three great choices.
Yeah.
And those are, you know, you forget.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, we need to talk about, like, Born in the USA and God Bless America. But these are the songs you actually like with America and the title that you forget about.
Yes, of course.
Not thinking of them around the holiday, you know?
No, they don't pop in. You don't think of celebrating with them, but they are good songs. Let's go to the Patreon. We got a bunch of comments here. Jason says, "Party in the USA is better than the Star Spangled Banner and should be our national anthem."
I'm going to agree.
I fully agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's change
it. Who gives a shit? Why not? And honestly, here's another thing. Take a knee, my ass.
Thank you. Also, our flag is busted. Let's get it.
I do think the Chicago flag is better than the American flag. And
it is cool.
Right behind me. It's simple. It's elegant.
There it is. I love it. I think it fits. I think we should change it. Update it.
There's only four states that count.
Let's change. Let's make Chicago the capital instead of Washington. Fuck it.
Okay.
Strawn Cole says, America by Bill Callahan is the best.
I love Bill Callahan. 2 weeks in a row, Bill Callahan has come up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think an appreciation episode has to be on the horizon.
Oh, yeah, it's on the way. Madeline says, there aren't many things that I'm more embarrassed of than the fact that I genuinely enjoy listening to Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue every so often. Hell yeah. We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way, baby. Hey, we are on your page. She also says, I couldn't be less patriotic, but something about that song hits after a beer or two on a hot day. Fully agree.
Yes.
Our friend Allie says, gives us, she gave us a link to the Fallout Boy, Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire.
We are going to talk about that on the Patreon. Yeah.
Yeah. And also said, I'm too afraid to listen to this, but think it counts. It does count. I just listened to it. It fucking sucks. It's incredible. JV says, not proud of the USA by the Mice is an all-time classic.
Ooh, haven't heard of that.
I got to check that out. Tim Claridge writes, take a knee, my ass. I won't take a knee. Sums up your country pretty well. Yeah, you're not wrong, Tim. We covered a lot of the same beats. I appreciate that. I want to check out that song by the Mice, but we don't have time right now. I'll quickly go to the Facebook, and then we're going to jump over to the Patreon.
While you're looking for the Facebook, I'm going to say my official song of the summer came out last week.
Is it Rodrigo?
Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire.
I haven't listened to it yet.
I think I listened to it over 100 times this weekend.
Jesus Christ.
About 50 of which were when I fell asleep with my headphones in and had that playing on repeat. So half of them I was asleep for, but I did listen to it an incredible amount of times. It's I love a breakup song like that. And last year we had Billie Eilish's Happier Than Ever. This year we have Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire. It hits.
Rodrigo.
It's everything I wanted out of
a breakup song.
It's great.
Is it spooky?
Tom, you are going to be terrified.
Oh, see, this is what I was afraid of.
She does the thing I love, where you get an unexpected fuck. And the first time I heard it, I said, "Live, Rod, you dog."
Live free or die, Rod. perfect for the holiday. Yeah, I got to check that out. Good to hear. I've been hearing word of it being an incredible song. I don't know why I haven't gotten around to it yet.
She did the damn thing.
Sounds like she did. I'll read a few of these and then we got to wrap this up. But Quan Wiggityack writes, "A Horse with No Name" by America is a good one. I mean, I don't know if that fits, but the band's name is America. What are you gonna do? And it's great, and it fits with the podcast being horses now, of course. Melissa Huffman says, "It's America" by Rodney Atkins, as well as all songs listed above. Listed above is Party in the USA. Yeah. Fortunate Son is a great call.
Every Vietnam flashback.
It's in so many movies, I feel like. You just need to put it. But I got to say, every time it comes on, I'm not mad.
No.
It's never coming on, like, really, this one again. Every time I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. It's that part of the movie.
CCR is a band I would never in 100 years put on, but I also enjoy when other people do every time.
I love it every single time. All right. Last one here. Oh, Tim J. Wells says, Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, and says, bonus points if you remember the WFMS version in Indy when they censored the word ass with a glass shatter.
That's amazing.
I think I do remember that because I think that's what they played on our bus, which was cool.
So we'll put a boot in your glass. It's the American.
Pretty good. They should have made it a farting noise, to be honest. That's more telling of an ass. Because otherwise, I'm like, put a boot in my window. What the hell? There's some comment. Brad Chester makes fun of people who think that Born in the USA is a patriotic song. True. Good shout out. Sean P. Haste. Good shout out here to Team America World Police.
America, fuck yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had not thought of that. That's a great one.
Which is not ironic, by the way.
good. Someone's picking up this table I'm selling. Amazing. I love Facebook Marketplace at times. All right. That's going to have to do it for this week. We got too much to get to on the Patreon.
Ain't that Antifa? You and me. Ain't that Antifa?
Get on the Patreon. We're doing stuff with the we're active in the Discord, baby. And now that Twitter's dead, Discord is the new place to be. And for just $3
don't go on
a month,
Threads.
Dude, I can't do
I'm not
shit.
Doing any of that shit.
Blue Sky, Threads. There's too many of them fighting over it, too. I've seen like 3 or 4 different apps.
And
that
everyone keeps making accounts,
to.
But no one seems to be. I don't know. It's all bullshit. Yeah, show's over. Yeah. Have a nice
show's
week.
Over. All right. I'll be in Dallas this weekend, and the album's coming out supposedly July 18th, so check that out. All right. We'll see you on the Patreon. Bye-bye. Keep it crispy. Bye.